I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Sausalito City Council is spooked by a cyber attack. Bird flu spreads into more species. Several homeless vehicles are left stranded in Hunter's Point. And a fired federal worker gets rehired after a social media shaming. Sausalito City Council meeting on Tuesday was cut short by an attempted cyber attack. Mayor Joan Cox discussed the safety and security of the city's operation in a closed session. Afterwards, the open session was adjourned out of caution. Authorities are assessing the scope of the attack and are adding security measures. Bird flu is not just for birds anymore. In a joint hearing of California's Senate Health and Agriculture Committees on Wednesday, the highly pathogenic H5N1 virus was described as an economic and public health crisis. The virus, which has driven up egg prices and killed 2/3 of the chickens in California late last year, has infected 38 humans in the state. Those working on farms with infected animals are at highest risk. Common symptoms include eye redness, fever, and congestion. There's been no person-to-person spread and one death in the U.S. due to bird flu, according to the Centers for Disease Control. It has been confirmed among cattle in 11 new dairy farms, bringing the total of infected cows to 749 statewide, but 373 of those affected have fully recovered. Cows react to the virus like humans do to seasonal flu. They get sick and they need to be quarantined, but with care, they recover. Pasteurization is 100% effective at killing the virus in milk. Cats are uniquely susceptible because they go indoors and outdoors from barns to bedrooms. The virus has also been detected in ducks and globally in sea lions, minks, and goats. The virus was carried up through California's Central Valley by migrating wild birds moving farm to farm. The new USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins has dedicated $1 billion to enhancing biosecurity, $400 million for continued surveillance and financial relief to farmers, and another $100 million for the development of vaccines and therapeutics. A vaccine might help control the virus in the U.S., but it could hurt exports. Many countries do not allow the import of vaccinated poultry. No rescue came Monday for residents of San Francisco's Bayview Vehicle Triage Center. The safe parking site that has been open since 2021 was officially closed. The city had warned residents in December that they needed to leave or face impoundment. By Tuesday, 23 vehicles had left the site, but 9 RVs remain illegally parked along the roadside of Hunter's Point Expressway. Over 3 years, the city spent more than $15 million to create and run the site. It's located in the old boat launch parking lot at the Candlestick Point Recreation Area. The city tried to repair stalled vehicles, including Ramona Mayen's home of 13 years, but efforts were slow and mismanaged. Mayen's RV sits on the roadside, displaying a handwritten note she hopes will deter the tow truck. It reads, "In crisis, waiting on a lease. Have mercy." 2 hours after U.S. Representative Sam Liccardo of San Jose posted a video on social media protesting the Trump administration's firing of a disabled veteran, the federal government rehired the worker. It all happened after Liccardo invited veteran Daniel Sendecki to attend Trump's congressional address Tuesday. "I wanted Donald Trump to see the face of someone who suffered the impacts of his politics," Liccardo said. Sendecki was fired after working 4 months as an emergency management specialist at the VA's Palo Alto healthcare system. He was among 2,400 VA employees let go nationwide as a part of Trump's federal spending cuts. After a long battle with leaks, Sausalito's Artworks downtown has suffered a ceiling collapse. No one was injured, but the damage to art studios and galleries was extensive. In a drive to raise $50,000 by September for a permanent new roof has begun. Donations can be submitted to artworksdowntown.org/donate-now. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.